So, hello everyone. This is I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers, live streamed on Twitch and later put into the I Should Be Writing feed over at Merverse.com. Hey, Kay Kimmy. Hey, Sean. Underpope, good to see you guys. I hope everyone's doing well. I just got my negative COVID test, so hooray. Went to go pick up my daughter in Boston last week, so been isolating and just got my test done today, so I can go out and join the world, which really isn't doing much of anything right now because of the pandemic. Hey, Intrisby. So I am late, if you didn't see on Twitter or Discord. I am helping out with the World Builders charity streams. Patrick Rothfuss's charity is raising money for Heifer International right now. And I was helping out with a couple of their panels, and I mixed up Central Time. There was somebody there from New Zealand who was there on time. One time zone over, and I screwed it up. So, anyway, I thought I was going to have to cut the stream short and then go to the World Builders thing, but it turns out I had to do the World Builders thing at noon and then start the stream later, so sorry. I have been watching a coaching video on Udemy, or Udemy. When saying it out loud, it's like, oh, are they trying to say you to me, only clever and internet-y? I'm not sure. It's a site where you can get training and all sorts of things. Although it kind of has that, I don't know how, it's not universal, but in my area of the world and possibly just the country, we have a department store called Kohl's, and when you go inside, you'll see that the clothes have one price tag on them, and then, oh my god, they're on sale. So, you know, these pants that are like normally $60, you can get for $40. What a sale! Only if you look around, everything is on sale all the time. Which I thought was illegal. But anyway, that's every time I log into Udemy, it's like this class is $100 usually, but you can get it for $10 all the time. Anything, any class. I don't know why. But I digress. I'm taking a coaching one, and I was thinking today about why these goal setting books and programs and things don't always work for me. And it could be the fact that I have ADD, and so all of the incentive things that they come up with, such as there's an app called I Done This, where instead of making a to-do list, it emails you at the end of the day and you write down what you did. And then there's reminders and journaling at the beginning of the day and the end of the day. And the same thing happens to me when I try to do my time. People say, log your time. And then you see where in the day you waste time and if you can, define any patterns, things like that. And oftentimes I will rage quit these like a 5-year-old. I'll just be like, I don't have to tell you what I did. I done this, and I don't have to journal this crap because I didn't do anything, and I'm an adult, and you can't make me. Hey, Billy Boy. Good morning. So, I don't know if that's just me being ornery or it not incentivizing my ADD mind or anything, and I thought, another reason could be the fact that almost everybody who does these is a salesman of some sort, which fits because they're charismatic enough to sell the fact that they're selling, that they're good at selling. And so when they're talking about entrepreneurs and selling and clients, I'm like, that does not fit my world of writing and podcasting. It just doesn't. I'm not, I mean, yeah, I guess I'm looking for audience. But it still feels different. And so I started to think, okay, well, what kind of goals would writers need? And I think we start with that with NaNoWriMo because NaNoWriMo helps new writers in part by giving people a solid goal and a solid deadline. And during my darker days, I also have messed up NaNoWriMo by going, no, I don't have to write 2,000 words today, screw you, when something goes wrong. My brain is 5. I'm sorry. I'm not proud, but it is. But it does give writers a goal. And if it helps you, then there's a good start. And I think NaNoWriMo has done a lot with their site by, you know, continuing to do things throughout the year, such as encouraging you to edit. Is it February? Several people watching are probably better with NaNoWriMo than I am. And then there's Camp NaNoWriMo in the summer where you can do what kind of, you set your own goal and then you come up with their cabins. So you've got like a group of people that's your cabin. I'm not entirely sure. I've tried to do it. And then a lot of times with these, I forget to log in and check. Even if I get my writing done, I forget to log it with the site. So I remember back in the day of very first smartphone I ever had, I was, you know, all excited to see all the apps available. And I kept really wanting a NaNoWriMo app. And I still don't think they've put one out. But I think somebody made one where you that managed to help you update your word count, but that was all it did. And I don't know. Hey, Sario. I should have written this down. I wanted to talk about the two things as they led into each other. One thing I do want to talk about NaNoWriMo, going off on a tangent here. I just did the NaNoWriMo Now What panel for World Builders just 15 minutes ago. And one thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that new writers don't hear this nearly often enough. And granted, you probably only need to hear it once, but as long as you remember it. But I've talked about this before and had somebody come up to me and go, I had no idea that was a thing. I thought something was wrong with me. When you finish a major project, you may feel relief, you may feel elation, but you also may feel a sense of letdown, tired, despair. You can surprise yourself with negative feelings connected to this awesome thing you just did. Hey, Chris Butler, thanks for following. And hey, MIL383. Don't think they have an app yet either, yeah. So, if you have finished it and you're not, you know, throwing confetti around and happy and thrilled and stuff, that's okay. And if you are, that's great. But a lot of us have a feeling of, yeah, post-project blues. It's a real thing. And I think we have so much weighing on you achieve something and therefore you feel good about it and you cheer and are all happy and stuff. And sometimes that's not the case. Someone private messaged me when I was talking about it on World Builder and said, I'm so glad you said this because I got off my first agent offers last week and I wanted to puke. So, wow, yeah, that's a real thing. You can feel it after winning an award. It's a real thing. And so if you're feeling that, that's okay. And that's normal. But going back to the goal thing, I've been trying to think of what goals writers can have and what goals I can focus on for 2021. You know, there are goals like go to a movie, go shopping, go to a restaurant safely. I know some of those things you can do. I'm just not comfortable doing them. But, the goals for writers can be finish my first book or start querying agents. It's a lot easier to do start querying agents instead of get an agent because you have control over querying agents. You don't have control over getting one. And I think people don't remember that nearly often enough. You know, you can, you know, have a goal to win a Hugo, but I think you're much better having a goal of writing the best book you can and promoting it well. So for new writers, those are solid goals. Finish a book, start querying agents, or start planning out what your self-pub plan is going to be. Start planning out your plan. That's good use of wordage. Make your self-pub plan. We were talking about the prospect of self-publishing your NaNoWriMo book. Everything people were saying was reminded me that we say that it's easy to self-publish these days, but I don't think easy is the right word. The ease is the barriers to get your book in the hands of other people have never been lower. And you can self-publish a piece of crap and throw it up there, but if you want to do it right and maybe have it get some traction, you're going to have to pay attention to editing, cover design, marketing, layout, fonts. God, I do not know from fonts. I'm amazed at people. I am the kind of person that when Avatar came out, half my graphic design friends were going, Papyrus? Really? And I'm like, what? What's the problem? Of course, now I see Papyrus everywhere, and I can get in on the very cool Papyrus, really? Rant. I did not get water, Sario. I got smoothie, so I'm going to hydrate with some smoothie. It's not water, it's gloopier. But, yeah, it's... The things to do for a self-pub plan is still, it's still a lot of stuff. You still actually like Papyrus. You stand on that hill. Yeah. It's better than Comic Sans, I can tell you that. And as they said in a later episode of The Office, if you want people to not take you seriously and kind of fly under the radar, use a ridiculous font. So, that's how somebody tricked somebody else. I'm sorry, my new plan was to do notes for I Should Be Writing, and I'm still, like, you know, getting up, and I'm running out to get a COVID test, and I'm running back, and I'm doing World Builders, and now it's time to stream, yay! So, still working on the time. I think time management is the hardest thing I have with ADD, that nothing seems to help. Nothing. But if you have any advice on how to manage time when you've got ADD, love to hear it. Yeah. So goals. For new writers, I think those are legitimate goals for the next year. For more advanced writers, that's where it gets kind of nebulous. I mean, okay, so I wrote the book, I got the book published. I guess the next goal is write next book, get next book published. But I realize there are other things to work toward. If you want to do some IP work, getting to know the other people who write the IP, getting your agent to figure out who the editor is and who they can approach, and then familiarizing yourself with the IP, because if you play World of Warcraft a lot, you're still going to benefit from reading the novels written in the World of Warcraft universe, because that would help you with proving that you know a lot about it and can get the job. So those are the action items you can do to move towards an IP deal. Then there's trying to do social media stuff. Whatever platform you're on, there are so many now. And this is something the guy actually talked about, because he said one of his goals was actually his Udemy. I'm going to keep saying it both ways until somebody tells me which way is correct. But his Udemy numbers. And I thought, that's something I can think about, which is Twitch and podcast downloads. Udemy, K Kimmy. It's a site that you can download a lot of different classes. I'm taking a coaching class right now. Goal setting, all that. And I realized I gotta figure out where I want my numbers to go in Twitch and on the podcast, and then make a plan on how to increase that with marketing or messing with time periods. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, Devo Spice. That's why I'm kind of like, I've always been saying it in my mind, Udemy, and then I realized it might be you to me. So that's why I'm confused. And I realized that U Plus Academy is my thought. So that would also be Udemy, like Academy. Wow, there's so many ways to look at this. Okay, so I think Universal Academy might be the best. Huh. Okay, tangent. Sorry. And one thing I'm realizing is when you focus on doing one thing well and you try to move into another platform, which is something I'm experiencing right now, sometimes you have the problem of they're not going to go with you. I've been podcasting for, actually, in a couple of days, it will be 16 years. My podcast experience is almost ready to drive. Okay, feeling old right now. So I've built up a pretty good audience over there. It has plateaued, but that's another issue. That's one of the reasons why I'm bringing it to Twitch, just to breathe some life into it. But the audience has not come with me. Some of you have. I'm very grateful, but it's been a kind of a struggle. And it's humbling, because I've been podcasting so long that I take my audience for granted pretty much. I'll just say it. I pretty much assume that each podcast is going to get a certain number of downloads, and But now it's like I scrabble for numbers over here. And so now I have a new goal for, very different goals for Twitch and for podcast itself. But also I have to remember that the more I help out, the more I work on one thing, it will increase range and bring other things up. It's like AOC is not known as a big gamer, but she's known as an outspoken politician who's a millennial. And so when she started gaming on Twitch, everybody came over with her. And that was awesome. And yay, all t a longtime podcast listener. Thank you. And Betty for Cats figured out the Udemy portmanteau of you and Academy. Udemy. Okay, great. Thank you, Betty. We know. Now we know. Udemy. I will try to get that into my head. And it feels weird to make these goals because they're not connected to my writing. It used to be that the writer's goal, or since Devo Spice is in the chat, I'll put up any creative. The creative's goal was to create and then get it out there. And whether you're trusting in the publisher or you're selling your own stuff, you're still just creating. That's what you think about. And now it's like I have to think about word count goals, sure, but I also have to think about how I'm going to leverage the other areas of my life that make me a more public figure to and all that SEO and I'm trying to learn SEO, really am. When I resisted it as a slimy marketing term for so long. And now I'm trying to learn about it, and I'm getting that feeling of everybody's using terms they assume everybody already knows, and I'm still a little weak. So, I hate that SEO is a thing. Me too. And I've also been lazy there because my name is unique. And if anybody knows to search for me, they're gonna find my stuff. But I'd like people to search for writing podcasts and find my stuff. That would be neat. So that has to be learning about that has to be my goal. And implementing it. I did learn a lot over my vacation. I was reading a lot about marketing and learning a lot, but now I have to implement it. Came back from vacation all ready to get to work, and then November happened. I was gonna say a bad word, but I'm recording. I should be writing right now, and I don't do that here. This is the pure stream. Yay. Sorry. So it's interesting trying to think about the goal thing again in the terms of being a creative person. And I think someone is gonna have to, and if anybody else finds it, let me know. I want a goal thing that has to do with creative people. I don't want it done by an entrepreneur or a salesman. I want a creative person. My first thought was, okay, well, then you do it. But I have yet to set goals and achieve them. Yeah, I wrote a book, got it published. I mean, that stuff happened, but it wasn't, I did not set the goal and then give myself a time limit and then work really hard to achieve the goal by a certain date and all that. So I have achieved things, but I would not say that I have achieved like fulfilled goals. You can run around in World of Warcraft and kill a bunch of spiders, but if nobody sent you on that quest, you're not going to get the extra XP. There's your gaming metaphor for the day. damn spider quests. Anyway, I'm just trying to figure out how best to set goals and fulfill them. One thing interesting that this guy talked about, and I've got that odd feeling of, I don't know how much I can talk about his class without, you know, violating his copyright, which is, but he talks about, you know, make your long-term goals, which 12 months thing, and then have a 3-month goal. And then one advice was take a month of your life and take one of your goals, one of your midterm 3-month goals, and try to achieve it in that month. You know, the example he used, I like it when people use examples that are not associated with sales. The example he used was he wanted to learn Spanish, and so he taught himself a couple of basics and then went to go live in Malaga for a month. And while that's great if you can do that, mainly he did the immersion thing. And even when people would say, you know, he went Malaga, I honeymooned in Malaga, that's why I know it. It's very, very, very tourist focused. And we actually spent a lot of our evenings in a British type pub run by a German, and we were in Spain. So you can see that this is a major European multilingual area vacation spot. But he would say he would come up against people who would ask if he knew English, and he would lie because he really wanted to work on his Spanish and not default to English. And that was his, you know, work on his 3-month goal in 1 month. And I thought that was really interesting because that's what NaNoWriMo is. I think that was my transition, my segue, because NaNoWriMo is that. It's like, if I write 1,000 words a day, I can write a novel in 3 months. Or I could just buckle down and write a whole bunch every day and get it done in a month. So I'm not sure about 90,000 words in a month, but you know what I mean. Sorry, back to chat. Devo Spice says, I recently signed up for Goals on Track. I'm not entirely sold on it yet, but I'll let you know how it works out. Yeah, I want to talk to you. We'll talk afterwards about some stuff. I'll talk more about. There's another thing I've signed up for that I'm not sure about, so would like to compare some notes. excuse me. Solifolia, welcome. If I said that wrong, I apologize. One thing I've found helpful to experiment with as goals is the chunk of time I'm working with. Yearly has never worked for me, but monthly also doesn't seem to fit. I'm an academic, so I just stick with the semester time frame, and that seems to work well. That's interesting. Do you do anything over the summer? Do you have a shorter goal? Is that a vacation time for you? Is that bleed over time or early time for a goal? I'm very curious. That's really interesting. I had not thought that. I mean, I know that when it comes to like writing, there are many different ways to go about doing it. Pantser, plotter, write every day, binge write, all that stuff. But I never thought about different times, giving yourself a different amount of time to do a goal as being something to experiment with. I like that. I'm writing that one down. Talk amongst yourselves. I gotta write this down. I think another thing people, when the big goal people say, you know, okay, do a sort of list all of your goals, but do one in business and finances and fitness and relationships and education and skills and personal goals. And I'm like, okay, so in each one of those categories, I come up with a long-term goal and a short-term goal, and then I break it down into what daily thing can I do to reach that short-term goal in 8 categories. So it's eight new things, new little things, but eight new things to put into my day? I don't know. I don't think I can do that. So that's another thing. They don't really, do all the goals. They don't really like. Yeah, I know you probably aren't supposed to do them all at once, but they don't tell you how to prioritize or how to put one aside to then focus on another one, or how to put it on the back burner so you're still kind of keeping up with it. But I think the guy who does Zen Habits, Leo Babuta, I apologize if I'm saying his name wrong, he once did realize that he could not do a whole bunch of goals at once, so he like set an entire year aside with a new goal every month. That sounded interesting, but I don't know how you can sustain that on a long-term level. So, sorry, I'm just sitting here having nightmare flashbacks to farm hordes of monster for low drop rate item quests. Yes, farming for linen in Warcraft, man. I loved the tailor profession, but farming to get linen, wool, and all that was, no, hated it. Pandemic has made me dramatically streamline my work goals. My brain can't handle my normal load. And then there's something I've complained about this before, but I have that feeling of when white dudes talk about how easy it is to achieve their goals. My favorite was the white guy talking about how easy it was just to travel around the world alone. And I'm thinking about women traveling around the world alone, not always the best idea, in especially in certain places, and people of color traveling alone to certain places, not the easiest thing. But they're all like, "Woo, go traveling, 'cause I did it." And along that way, he's like, "So there's the whole 80-20 rule. So 80% of your stuff comes from 20% of your effort. So identify that 20% and only focus on that." And then every once in a while, I get a really good idea for something like a political cartoon, but I can't draw at all. Really, I can't. It's not even like XKCD. It's. He at least has like depth and stuff. It's. No, I can't. But I had this idea of like a guy sitting in his apartment with, mounds of laundry and dish. Piles of dishes and smelly, and just going, "Yeah, got my goal done." 'Cause I'm like, no, my laundry does not fulfill my writing job at all. At all. But I kind of have to do it. So I can't really say, "Oh, well, this is just one of the useless things. Throw it aside." No, laundry's got to get done. Who's doing your laundry, dude? Are you? Because I doubt it. Anyway. ADD, yeah, ADD prioritizing issues. That's really it. I think it, K Kimmy, I appreciate you commenting, because I'm really thinking it might just be ADD brain not being able to prioritize, or and with the time problems that make these goal things difficult for me. Which makes me sad, because how can I grow? How can I achieve things then? Well, I'm still going to finish this project. This Udemy class, and see what I get out of it. And I might just decide one goal to follow. I think I might do that, but yeah, I can't see me just leaping into this. Man, now I'm bummed. I'm sorry. Sometimes it's good to think if you have ADD or depression or something like that, it's like, oh, the reason I am the way I am has to do with my brain and not necessarily a moral failing on my part, which is good. But on the other hand, I'm thinking, so how do I rise above it if it's not just willpower? I don't know. Non-specific due dates really screw with me at work. Yeah, sorry, I have that problem too. When editors ask me what I want my deadline to be, I appreciate what they're trying to do, but I'm like, I don't know. I kind of feel like by now I should know how long it takes me to write a book, though. I should probably do some research on that. MIL, don't think you give yourself enough credit for all the things you already are doing. The writing career, the weekly podcast. I appreciate that, but if you look closely, until I started with Twitch, I was not doing weekly podcasts. And even right now, it's a struggle for me, once I'm done with the live thing, to go and edit what I have to put it in the feed. And I don't write every day. And I was hearing recently a friend of Ursula Vernon, a friend of mine, she's a hybrid author, so she still does a lot of self-publishing. So even if she's not writing on a book that she's contracted for, she's writing a book. And she just finished a book. And I'm like, that's awesome. If I did what she did, which is writing the way she does, I would have the same output, but I don't. And so I appreciate you saying I do a lot, but I feel like I focus on one thing and I do that for a little while everything else kind of slides. And then I work hard to catch all the other stuff up while other things slide. And so I still don't feel as productive as it seems I am. I appreciate the kind words, but it still feels a little, I don't know. Running down to the wire on a security audit for my job. It feels like re-entry where everything else I do is burned away as I plummet. Oh no! I'm sorry, Sean. Appreciative of making the live stream and hearing your other job types have similar issues. Well, I'm glad you're here at the live stream. I hope you're not doing more plummeting things because of it, but yeah, it's I mean, maybe these goal things are universal because a lot of these problems we're talking about are universal. It doesn't matter what you're doing, everybody's got deadlines and everybody has a thing that they're supposed to achieve by a certain deadline, so I suppose I could look at it like that. The always playing catch up feeling does wear a person down. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm feeling like. Sometimes I look at my to-do list and think, how much of this is just me doing catch up? And if I caught up, what would this list look like? I don't know. But it's not like that stuff would go away. Just like, I think it was Kay Kimmy quoting Ally Brosh, which is, I cleaned the house once and I got a trophy for it, so that was the time I cleaned the house. Like, no, it's entropy. You gotta keep cleaning the damn house. Never-ending to-do list is demoralizing. Yeah, it is. It is. Which maybe is why I Done This works. I mentioned an app earlier. I Done This, which is instead of doing a to-do list, you fill out a list of what you did that day. Staring at a stack of reports that I should probably have finished by now. Yeah, I understand. I really do. So anyway, I am going to finish this course and I will let you know how it goes. I'm still trying to I really want him to address the whole, am I expecting you to do 8 long-term massive goals at once? Of course not. And then have him explain it more further, but we'll see. But yeah, I think I'm done with what I wanted to talk about. Does anybody have anything they want to ask or bring up? Stephen Covey's big rocks analogy. I think I know what that is, but can you elaborate, Kenring? And hi, welcome. To-done list is nice when I remember to do one. Yeah. Yeah, that was another thing that's part of his goal thing. It's like in the morning, say, these are the thing, not just a to-do list, but a these are the things I'm going to do to further my goals. You write that down in the morning, and then in the evening you say, this is the thing I did, and this is what I came up against. So, what to fight in the future. MIL, the nano went very poorly. I was very stressed out by the election, and then I got news that my agent was leaving. She's leaving the business, so it's not a hostile thing on either end. I'm heartbroken to lose her. But that shock and realization that I was going to have to get a new agent pretty much was bad. And then we had planned on going to get our daughter in December, but as COVID cases began exploding, we realized we should probably go up earlier because they were saying, you know, you can go home at Thanksgiving and just stay there and do, you know, distance learning until the semester's over. So that was an unplanned 12-hour drive. Hey, Cro-Mag, thanks for subscribing. Appreciate you arriving when you can. So yeah, North Carolina to Boston, 12 hours. So that was 12 hours last Monday and 12 hours last Tuesday to get home. And that planning and then the driving and then the recovery was just... So yeah, NaNoWriMo was not a thing that happened. And if you were counting on my daily podcasts, I apologize. I did not take into account, even though I was not recording new content, I still had to take the old content, decide which thing to post, and then put a beginning tag on it saying, you know, this might say it's the 12th, but this is just a rerun for 2020, so just clarification, and then posting and making new show notes. And I mentioned I'm trying to learn SEO, so I'm trying to be more mindful in my posting of the podcast to see how that shows up on search and stuff. So yeah, the rerun idea for NaNoWriMo Daily podcast also crashed and burned. It was not a good month productivity-wise. The only good thing that happened was I told my editor what was going on and he gave me an extension. Okay, so we are back at the, let's see, Billy Boy, the Nike slogan of just do it works for almost any situation. True, but sometimes you need more clarification as to what it is. Okay, so, Kenring, if filling a container, start with the biggest, most important things, then work your way down. Yeah, I think one of my biggest problems is... I don't like nagging feelings of other things on my list, and so I have the absolute backward productivity-wise view of writing, and that I like to have all the little niggling stuff done, so when I sit down to write, my brain is clear. Which means I work all day getting a lot of crap done, and then I'm tired. So that does not, I know it doesn't work. What I have to do is stop making laundry and errands and email a priority and giving it room in my head or having it be loud noise. That's what it feels like. It feels like there's noise in my head and I have to turn it off. And turning it off is doing all those things on my list. And then there's no noise, and then I can write. I got to move past that. Solafia, I am thinking of submitting some short fiction for the first time in the near future. Awesome! Good for you! I think I want a pen name to separate any of that work from my academic stuff. At what point do you bring that up? After the piece is accepted, it feels weird to think about it pre-published. Well, I'll speak from Escape Pod's point of view. We actually, require anonymous queries or anonymous submissions. So that doesn't matter. And then when it comes to the contract, we ask you your legal name for payment purposes. And then we ask your byline, which is how you want to be credited. It's not a big deal. And you know, nobody ever comes to us and says, "Hey, this John Smith on your site, who is that really?" I mean, it's not, people don't care that much. So you can submit under your pen name if you want. You can submit under your name, and then when it comes up, mention you want your byline to be your pen name. Not a big deal. Oh, thank you, MILive. I'm glad you wanted. Glad you were helped by the podcast. Think of the software development world, that's called yak shaving. Yeah, I think you're right, Underpope. It's or is it bike shed painting? My husband said something about painting a bike shed. I can't remember what it is. But I think that's the whole, like, let's work on everything but everything around the problem instead of the problem itself. Like the getting things done 2 minute guideline. I fail that a lot, but the concept is good. Yeah. If you can do it in 2 minutes, do it. And if you can't, plan or delegate, is that it? Curious about what would have happened if your editor did not give you an extension and you missed the deadline. Like, what are the consequences of that thing? There aren't a lot of consequences. I think the only place that you really could have a problem would be if you're working on IP that has to come out at the same time as the larger IP. I remember when I worked at Red Storm Entertainment, we were working on a game that had to was tied into a movie and it had to come out. And it didn't matter how many bugs there were, it had to come out when the movie came out. So that's a problem. Really, you know, they can get pissed off. And I suppose if you slip a lot, they're not going to want to work with you again. But I believe it takes an awful lot for them to cancel your contract and ask for the money back. It takes a lot. So, I mean, there are people who have super late books. I won't name their names, but I'm sure you can think of someone. And as near as I can tell, they're still with their publisher and their publisher's still waiting. The most important thing to do is be open. If something happens, like the thing that happened to me, you contact them immediately and you go, "Look, this happened. It's thrown me. I don't think I'm going to be able to get it done." It happens all the time. So, really, the most important thing is just letting the editor know so they can make adjustments because they're used to making adjustments. They just need to have enough time in order to do so. Google says bike shedding is spending a disproportionate amount of time, effort on trivial details. Yes, thank you, Sario. Man, you guys are like on point with the research today. Appreciate that. Because I feel bad when I just like look down and write something down for 10 seconds. So, how are y'all doing? Is anybody thinking ahead to 2021 or goals or just trying to survive the rest of the year? It's a really weird time. Did y'all see the Match.com ad? It is brilliant. It's Ryan Reynolds and the devil is making a match with 2020, and they're walking around being all lovey-dovey and falling in love and just not wanting the year to end. It's beautiful as they're having a picnic on a football field that's completely empty. Of the stands are completely empty, and she's stealing a bunch of toilet paper, and yeah, it's pretty funny, and that, oh, we're at the point where you have to laugh at this situation. We were at the point where you had to laugh at it early on, but anyway, it's very funny. I recommend it. Survival mode at the moment. I understand, Cro-Mag. I'm sorry, but you know, if you're surviving Then that's great. Good for you. Yes, do recommend it. I don't even know how Match.com works. Wouldn't recommend it or not recommend it, but you gotta see the ad. Got a rec in the Discord for Cat Rambo Academy revising your first draft workshop. So I've got that to look forward to. Oh my God, I love Cat Rambo. I love Cat Rambo. She's amazing. This has nothing to say about her writing or teaching ability, but when she used to be SFWA president, Science Fiction Writers of America, and when she left office, she sent me a handwritten thank you card. And I don't even know what I did. So I don't know if she sent it to like everybody in SFWA or maybe only people that she'd seen at cons. I don't know. I know her, of course, but I was just so impressed. I'm like, how many of these did you write? That was just so amazing. It's like getting any thank you note for anything these days is rare, but getting it for something that you wouldn't even think anybody would ever send a note for was just astonishing. So Kat Rambo is awesome. I love her, and I've only heard good things about her classes. So I do, I'm excited for you. I hope it turns out well. I hope you come back next week and tell us how it went, because there are a lot of people in science fiction who are running classes right now, and I'd like to know how they're doing and who I can endorse, because I like pointing you guys to new things to learn. And I know Writing the Other has several classes. Oh, hi, Books and Yarn. Glad. Okay, good. Love Kat. Her classes are wonderful. Just trying to stay awake, K. Kimmy. I understand. I want a mug that has the 1-star review for 2020. Yeah, 1 star is too much. Yeah. I was, I'm a supporter of Nora Jemison's Patreon, and she said, I know it's a reflection of this year that when I got the MacArthur grant, she got the MacArthur grant. When she got it, her first thought was, oh God, something else I have to think about. And then it hit her. But, like, the first thought was another damn thing. But, yeah. Congratulations to her. Well deserved and amazing. So, anything else people want to talk about? I've been on camera for quite some time. Is doing interviews in Twitch a possibility? I missed that part of I Should Be Writing. I appreciate you saying that. It is a possibility. I have been, I stopped doing interviews mainly because, I mean, I hate revealing this, but you guys seem to like it when I'm honest and vulnerable. When the idea of just keeping the podcast going was too much, and the idea of keeping the podcast on a regular release schedule was a lot. So that's why I pared everything down. I still get requests for interviews, so I have been thinking about bringing them back. I have the capability. I have this other window down here, that is supposed to be dog cam. If the dogs would come in here, I could turn it on. So, see, it's the floor. That's the dog cam. But, I could easily put another person in there and hopefully route the audio in the magical way through the Mac. The Mac does not like to play with putting audio anywhere. It's a super expensive machine, and the bending over backwards you have to do to make audio happen is amazingly horrible. But I'm projecting my problems with audio, and you asked about interviews. Yes, I have the capability. I'm glad that you brought it up, because now I know that people want it. So, I will look into doing that. And yeah, I don't have to do video. I can probably just use the audio and you know, show you guys dog cam. Not in place of the author, but just something to look at. I don't know. But thank you. I will look into that for the new year. I think the structure of Twitch has helped me a lot with planning stuff and feeling more confident with doing the show. I don't know why live helps me to have confidence to do the show, but it does somehow. So, I think I could probably bring back interviews. It makes me nervous that nobody's saying anything, because I just revealed embarrassing. I should be writing stuff. Yeah, there was a dark time of stagnation there for a little while. I love your energy on Twitch. Thank you. It does work for me. I shouldn't have to look too hard at it. That's right. Sorry, good point. But yeah, I should be able to bring some people back in. Just need to get comfortable with the tech part of it. Behind the scenes is great. Good. I'm glad. Is there anything else anybody wants me to talk about or address? Listening while resting my eyes. K. Kimmy, you take all the rest you need. I have been guilty of using a favorite streamer's voice to take a nap in the afternoon. I will admit. Well, if there's nothing else people want me to talk about, then I will do my end goal thing. This is I Should Be Writing. I am Mer Lafferty. Thank you guys for showing up to the stream, and thank you for watching later on YouTube or listening on the podcast. You can find me at merverse.com, where you can find my podcasts and my books, where the most recent being, I guess, Minecraft, my middle grade book. But I also have science fiction and a Star Wars novelization, and you can check that out at Merverse, or you can follow me on Twitch at Mighty Mer, and Twitter, and lots of places. I have a Patreon if you want to support me. You can either do so at Twitch, or you can support the Patreon and get access to the Discord and such at patreon.com/mightymer. And I think that's everything. I think I was going to make a announcement about this, and I just never got to it because November. And Matt is taking a break from Ditch Diggers because he had a lot of deadlines last month. And we are going to be doing at least one more Ditch Diggers this year. And next year we're going to be trying out a couple of different things. I'm really looking forward to it. One of the things is going to be live, so I can't wait to have Matt on camera. It's just we have to come up with a different time, because right now we stream at 8 o'clock in the morning his time, and I'm not going to ask anybody to be on camera at 8 o'clock in the morning. So we're going to have to work that out. But I'm really hoping we can bring a Ditch Diggers to Twitch on occasion. Matt Cam, yes. Awkward Not Sad is 5 a.m. here. Wow. I thank you for listening or watching. Thank you for being here. I'm amazed and hope the reason you're up is not any sort of terrible sad reason. Sometimes people are awake in the middle of the night. But glad to have you. Regardless. And, yeah. I will be doing more Christmas movies for Extra Life this Saturday at 2, I think. I'm gonna be it's on the schedule, so, and I'm gonna be playing Among Us with a couple of other authors for the World Builders, if you want to check that out. And yeah, so I'm doing a lot more Twitch this month because I'm trying to raise money for Extra Life and do Christmas rom-com bingo. I have actually created a bingo card, randomly generated, for you to use either if you're watching Christmas rom-coms yourself or if you want to come check out the stream. But appreciative of anybody who can show up, anybody who can support my Extra Life campaign, and I think that's all the things I got to talk about at the end of something. Thank you all for showing up. Lovely to see you. And I'll see you next Tuesday, at the very least, I hope, when we do the next episode of I Should Be Writing, because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I Should Be Writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my friends. This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.